This is Bird Note. Today we hear from Bird Note listener and retired physician Betsy McGregor as she tells of finding solace in the company of birds.
This past April, I went to Massachusetts to take care of my mother, who was dying of cancer. My mother loved birds, and she asked me to keep the bird feeders filled for her, especially the one with sunflower seeds for the cardinals, because that was her favorite bird. And a couple of days before she died, I was telling her that I wished I could see where she was going. I thought it would be someplace wonderful, and I jokingly said maybe she could send me back a message somehow, maybe tell a bird to sing me a special song or something. And she smiled at that, and her eyes twinkled. Well, I sat with her all night during that last night. She died just as dawn was breaking, very peacefully. Afterwards, I went outside for some fresh air. There was a beautiful orange sun just coming up, and there were birds chattering everywhere. Suddenly, one song stood out above the others, just so beautiful and clear. I looked to see where it was coming from, and high in the giant birch tree, there was a cardinal just pouring out its heart in song. Somehow I knew that song was meant for me, and I felt so showered with love in that moment, like I was being sent a wonderful message. A week later, I flew home to Whidbey Island, and on the first morning back, I was woken at dawn by a bird fluttering at the window beside my bed, just tapping on the pane, chirping, peering into the room. Every morning, for 5 weeks, a Hutton's vireo visited me at dawn. Even now, it still comes back every few days, kind of like a friend checking in, saying hello.